Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mike Jezoshek. Today's topic is on what is an income statement versus a balance sheet. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. Again, today's topic is on what is an income statement versus a balance sheet. And this is actually part four in our series about all about bookkeeping. So if you missed the first three articles or episodes, check them out. So that was, what is bookkeeping and why do I need bookkeeping for my business? What are bookkeeping debits, credits, and chart of accounts? And what is cash and accrual accounting? So check out those episodes if you haven't. Today we're going to be talking about what is an income statement versus a balance sheet. And so we saved this one. We want to touch on those few other topics first so we could build a solid foundation about what bookkeeping is, why we need it, you know, what that means. Now that we have that solid foundation, we want to talk about two of the core statements for your financials. And the very first output that you will typically get from a bookkeeper is an income statement and a balance sheet. So I want to break these down into a comparison. And then in the future episodes, we're going to drill even deeper into each one individually to talk about them more specifically. So first, what is an income statement? An income statement is also known as a profit and loss. So those two are interchangeable. If you've heard income statement, you heard profit and loss, they're talking about the same thing. And basically, an income statement shows you how profitable your business is over a period of time. And so let's talk about some of the common accounts that you find on an income statement. The income statements can contain all of your sales or revenue and expenses. So these can include, but are not limited to, sales, cost of goods sold, bank fees, contract labor, consulting, travel, wages and salaries, basically all your sales or revenue and any kind of expenses related to that. Now, when we look at an income statement, a lot of people say, well, what is the time frame of an income statement? And really, it can be any period that you want. You can run an income statement for January 1st through December 31st. You could run it for just a week if you wanted to. You can choose what time frame or what period you want to run an income statement for. Now, with that being said, typically they're ran on monthly, quarterly, or an annual basis. So when we think about an income statement, we want to know, what does the income statement tell you? What do you get out of an income statement? And an income statement is going to tell you how much money you made, how much money you spent on expenses, and how profitable your business is. And so typically the format of an income statement starts with revenue on the top. Then you're going to subtract out cost of goods sold. Then from that, you're going to subtract out operating expenses. And at the bottom, you're going to have a profit or a loss. So that's what an income statement is. Most business owners are pretty familiar with an income statement. This is something that just shows you how your business is performing. Next, we want to talk about, what is a balance sheet? And a balance sheet shows the financial condition of your business on a specific date in time. So again, let's think about some of the common accounts that we see on a balance sheet. These are going to be different from the income statement. A balance sheet contains assets, liabilities, and equity. So again, these can include, but are not limited to, your checking account or your savings account, furniture, equipment that you might have bought, credit cards, any kind of loan payables that you have, owner's contribution, money you put into the business, owner's draw, money you took out of the business, and current year income and retained earnings also show up in that equity section. So again, we also want to think about time frame. Now, the difference between a balance sheet and an income statement is that an income statement's over a period of time. So it's usually multiple days, months, years, whatever it might be. A balance sheet is actually a picture in time on a specific date. So it's always one specific date. That could be the end of the month. That could be the end of the year. That could be any one specific date. So for example, you could create a balance sheet as of September 30th. And if you create a balance sheet on October 1st, it's very likely to be different from that because you've had activity that occurred over that one day period. That one day difference, there's activity that occurred, which is going to change the output of your balance sheet. And so this is why a balance sheet is just simply a snapshot at a specific point in time, one specific date. Now, what does a balance sheet tell you? Remember, an income statement shows how much money you made and how much you spent. A balance sheet tells you what you own, what you owe, and what's left over. And so typically a balance sheet's going to start with assets. That next you're going to list your liabilities. And then finally you're going to have a section at the bottom that has equity. And remember when we talked about a few episodes back, this is where the accounting equation comes into place. Assets on the balance sheet are going to equal liabilities plus equity. So if you have $100,000 in assets, that means your liabilities plus equity are going to equal $100,000 when you combine them together. So now that we know what an income statement is, we know what a balance sheet is, let's talk about the differences. And it's important to know the difference between the two because this can often be pretty confusing for business owners. When we think about an income statement or balance sheet, we need to think about and know where transactions hit. So when you spend money, when money exits your account, it does not necessarily always go to your income statement and reduce the profit of your business. And I'm going to go through a few examples to go through that. Let's imagine you have an asset purchase. You purchase of a piece of equipment for $10,000. You would not deduct or expense that on the income statement right away. Instead, you would take that $10,000 in cash and you would add it to your balance sheet as an asset. So that equipment would go onto your balance sheet as an asset. And then you would expense that piece of equipment over time via depreciation. And when you expense it via depreciation, this is when you get the actual expense for it where it'll show up on the income statement. Let's think about a loan. If you have a loan, you would only be able to deduct, if you make a loan payment, you're only able to deduct your interest expense portion of that. Principal payments are not deductible. They simply lower your loan payable balance on your income statement. So let's say you have a loan payable of $10,000 and you make a payment of $1,000 and $100 of that's in interest. You're going to get an expensive interest expense for $100, but that other $900 on that payment that you made is simply going to reduce your loan balance. It's not going to be an expense. And the reason that is because on the same note, when you received that loan money coming in, it wasn't considered income. Instead, it increased your loan payable amount on your books. So you receive money in via a loan, that's not income to you. That's just creating a loan that you have to pay off. But in the same note, when you pay that note or when you pay that loan off, that's not an expense, just the interest piece is. Next, let's think about owner's contribution or an owner's draw. When you contribute personal money into the business, that is not included as income to the business. Instead, it's recorded as an owner's draw on the balance sheet or an owner's contribution on the balance sheet. In the same note, when you withdraw money as an owner's draw or distribution from the business, that is not an expense to the business. It's simply listed as an owner's draw on the balance sheet. In any kind of normal income and operating expenses, these are the items that are going to hit the income statement right away and factor into your profit or loss, which is what you, in the end, pay taxes on. So again, this episode was meant to give you a deeper look into the two major financial statements for every business. In the next couple episodes, we're going to dig into each financial statement a little bit deeper to give you a better understanding of each. But just in summary, I want to kind of go through it again. An income statement shows you how profitable your business is. It shows you how much money you made, how much money you spent on normal operating activities, and how profitable your business is. It's usually a period in time, so monthly, quarterly, or annually. And you start with revenue, you subtract your cost of goods sold, you subtract your operating expenses to come to a profit or a loss at the bottom. Items that are typical accounts that are in an income statement would be sales or revenue, bank fees, contract labor, travel, wages and salaries, etc. When you think of a balance sheet, it's going to show you the financial condition of your business on a specific date. It's going to show you what you own, what you owe, and whatever's left over. So you're going to start with your assets. These are going to be things that you own. Next, you're going to have your liabilities. These are going to be things that you owe. And then you're going to have equity at the bottom. And this is going to be kind of what's left over. Again, thinking about the accounting equation here, assets equals liabilities plus equity. And remember, a balance sheet is a period in time. It's one date in time and can change day by day. And typical accounts that you find in a balance sheet are going to be your checking account, furniture, equipment, credit cards, loans, owner's contribution, owner draws, etc. And when we think about the two accounts, the two type of financial statements, an income statement and a balance sheet, it's important to know the difference between them. And also understand that when you spend money, it does not necessarily always go to your income statement and reduce profit. If you buy an asset, that's going to increase your assets on your balance sheet. And then you're going to get the expense via depreciation over many years. If you take a loan out, that loan money coming in is not income to you. Likewise, when you pay off that loan, that money that you use to pay off that loan is not an expense. However, any kind of interest piece would be. Same thing with owner's contribution. You contribute your own money to your business, that's not income, that's an owner's contribution. You take money out of the business, that's not an expense to you when you pay yourself through an owner's draw. That's not an expense to you, that's considered an owner's draw. Any kind of normal income and operating expenses that you have going on through the business, of course, those are going to be the items that hit the income statement. So I hope that was helpful. Again, this is kind of an overview of the two financial statements. We're going to be digging into in future episodes, you know, kind of digging into more about the income statement, more about the balance sheet, looking at other financial statements, and then kind of going through some common bookkeeping mistakes that kind of help you along this journey, along with having a panel with the bookkeeping team over here at Jetro to give you some insights on what their role is, what they're doing for our clients. So hope that was helpful. We're going to continue this All About Bookkeeping series next week. And if you have questions, you want us to dig into any topic more specifically, let us know. We can add an episode or include that in our panel discussion. You can send me an email, sales@jetrotax.com. Hit me up in the Facebook group, whatever's easiest for you. Thanks again for listening to another episode, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. We created a Facebook group called Building a Successful Law Firm to take what you learn here and dive even deeper. This Facebook group is a place where we share tons of value for free, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations you are faced with and collaborate not only with our team, but with other firm owners as well. Simply go to Facebook and search for the Building a Successful Law Firm group. Again, it's Building a Successful Law Firm group. I'll see you in there.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.